阿弥陀佛，那边有声音吗？你的呢？
阿弥陀佛，有。我 first begin by reciting the verse for beginning the sutra. The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。好，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, 阿弥陀佛。
我们今天讲的真的就是，真的是甚深啊。
What we're going to talk about it really is quite profound.
是不是好像懂，又好像不懂？
Do you feel that maybe you have some inkling of what I'm talking about, yet it's really not quite so clear yet?
有没有这种感觉？
Is that how you feel?
好，在这边懂，然后出去又觉得不懂。
Or sometimes perhaps you feel that you understood it here in the temple, but when you go outside, everything becomes blurry again. Does it happen to you?
那我自己在学习的过程当中也是有这样子哦，我看事物的解释懂，然后书把它盖起来五分钟，我用自己的话讲不出来。
Well, similar kind of phenomenon happens to me too in my process of learning Dharma. Oftentimes when I read books written by Shi Fu, while I was reading it, I feel everything is comprehensible. Yeah, when I close the book after 5 minutes and try to explain it in my own words, and everything becomes very confused.
那我这样被强迫讲了两年，哦，那还是蛮痛苦的啊，每一次都不知道讲什么。可是讲了两年以后，哎，发觉整个架构有了。
But in that manner, I have been forced, so to speak, to teach Dharma for 2 years. And after 2 years, it's interesting that I found it seems that the entire structure of the teaching has actually been established for me.
因为这里面所讲的东西本来就跟我们的经验完全不一样。
Part of the reason why it's so difficult to understand is because the content of the teaching is vastly different than our own personal experience.
我们的真心跟空性跟佛或是跟禅师完全一样，可是我们的功能跟它不一样。
Our Buddha nature, our empty nature is actually exactly the same as the Buddha orand with the great masters, yet the functions that is being executed through this nature is different.
我们这边有学过打坐的人，那我们告诉你说啊，你妄想很多，你老是昏沉，打坐人又听得懂，对不对？如果你告诉一个人说哦，你很多妄想，他认不认同？他没办法，他不认为。
For instance, for those of you sitting here who have had experience with meditation, so if we're talking about, oh yeah, you have a lot of wandering thoughts or you get drowsy very often, frequently, it's a concept that's instantaneously understandable to you. At the same time, if you talk about similar concepts to someone who has never experienced meditation, then even the concept of wandering thoughts or drowsiness is difficult to grasp.
因为我们用这个妄想这个名称，不是他的经验。
And that is because the terminology wandering thought is not part of this person's experience.
那我们通过打坐以后，我告诉你说，你的心很散乱，老是东看西看的，我们也听得懂，可是他们。你告诉那一些人没有打坐的人说你的心很散乱，他也不相信。
Or if we tell a meditator that your mind is really scattered, that it runs amok to the east and to the west, it's understandable to a meditator, but not to a non-meditator.
好，那我们打坐的人，或是学佛的人，慢慢的你听了佛法以后， 你可能知道哦，什么叫贪，什么叫嗔，可是跟你讲说，你现在看到我，有一个你看到我是烦恼，可能很多人就听不懂了。
And for those of you who have been studying Buddha Dharma or have been meditating for a long time, when we talk about the concept of having greed or anger, again, it's easy to understand. But if now I'm sitting here telling you that the very fact that you are sitting there and you perceive that there is a me sitting here as an object, the relationship of subjectivity and object, becomes a difficult concept for people to understand.
我学了很久，可是我从来没有想到说我看到你是烦恼。
Even after studying Buddha Dharma for a long time, we still don't recognize that the very fact that I am seeing you, this notion is in itself a vexation.
我们讲说，哎，这个人是个什么很坚持。己见，那时候那我们要包容别人的看法，那我就没烦恼了嘛啊。从一般来讲就没烦恼了，可是从禅来讲，你看不到那个什么我在包容你那个烦恼，我跟你那个有能有所的烦恼。
For another instance, we can be interacting with someone else, and that person is maybe very egocentric, holds a lot of opinions, strong opinions.And through Buddha Dharma that we learn that yes, we need to be understanding and embracing everyone and not try to differentiate. So we understand by doing that we can lessen our vexation. But again, we don't understand that the very fact that you are thinking that I need to be more caring of that person, this very notion,is in itself a vexation. And that's a difficult concept to grasp.
那你如果知道说、啊、我起贪了，我起嗔的，你知道那个是烦恼，那你可能你就会什么用方法想办法转变。那什么时候会转变不知道，可是你知道它是什么，它是问题。
Or if you have the experience of giving rise to anger and or giving rise to greed,Again, through all our past learning, we understand that it's a vexation. And so you will use different methods to deal with it and try to lessen this vexation.
那如果说我看到你，你不认为这是烦恼，你不可能出的。
But if you do not understand and do not recognize that the very fact, that I can see you,having this I and you relationship is in itself a vexation, then it will be impossible for us to remove the most profound, the deepest vexations that we have.
那我们这个宝镜三昧其实他在讲这一部分，就是有我有你，就是跟宝镜不相应。
So the verse that we have been talking about, the song of the precious mere samadhi, is talking about this very pivotal mechanism. The very fact that as long as you have the concept of I and you, then you are not in accordance to this precious mere that we have.
那我们一般讲说，我们布施要除什么？除兼贪心，对不对？我布施然后除兼贪心，可是这边讲的是布施要除我兼贪，不只是除兼贪哦，除什么？我有个我在布施。
So, for instance, we talk about practicing the paramita of giving, practicing giving, and in this practice, you're supposed to. Get rid of the mind of a greedy mind. But in this song of the precious mere samadhi, in this verse, what we're talking about is that you need to actually get rid of this I, that this concept of I that we have.
Thank you. 我现在打乱了，就讲到哪里去了？所以这边他是讲三轮体空啊、嗯，那不如是没有我布施，没有我什么对有布施的对象，还有布施之物，我们叫什么三轮体空，对不对啊？有我在布施，有一个布施的对象，还有一个布施的什么的东西，这三个都没有。
So what they're really trying to get at is this concept that's called non-substantiality of the three wheels. What does that mean? It means that you get rid of the concept of there's a subject, I, that is doing the act of giving. And you get rid of the concept of there's an object of you that's receiving this act of giving, as well as trying to get rid of this very, the notion of the giving itself. So no subject, no action, and no object.
我们讲说、欸、布施，假设你没有三轮体空，那叫布施。假设你是三轮体空，没有布施的我，没有被布施的对象，没有布施的东西，我们叫布施什么波罗蜜。
So the regular kind of giving that we're doing every day, that's called giving.But when you are able to practice giving without the concept of the subject of giving, object of receiving the giving, and the action of giving, if you are able to do it without any of these three, then indeed you are practicing the giving paramita.
布施能够除悭贪，可是布施波罗蜜能够除我悭贪，有个我跟悭贪。
So,Practicing giving can help you reduce your greed. But if you are able to practice the giving paramita, then it will further help you reduce the concept of I am giving or I have greed, reducing the sense of subject.
那布施跟布施波罗蜜，对你来讲会有什么差别呢？
What is the difference between practicing giving and practicing giving paramita? What difference does it make to you?
如果你只修布施，我们通常我们会选择对象啊，像师父还有我们小法师，你可能就布施给师父啊，小法师可能钱少一点啊。
Well, if you're practicing the regular kind of giving, then you become selective in whom you give to.For instance, between choosing between Shifu or other smaller Dharma masters, then you're probably going to say, oh, I will give Shifu more and the others less.
那如果你修布施波罗蜜，没有我，没有布施的我，没有布施的对象，这时候你能够什么平等的施，没有选择，没有对象，选择对象的施。
But if you are able to practice the giving paramita, then you no longer make decisions about whom you give to. There's no object. You don't make differentiations between the objects of whom you give to.
那我碰到有一个菩萨，他劝人家，他自己布施，也劝人家布施。那人家就讲说啊，你一定是做了什么亏心事，然后才做布施。那假设你修布施波罗蜜，你还是照样布施。
So I have met this Pusa volunteer before. This person often practice giving and also encourages other people to practice giving. And so some people after being encouraged so actually said to this volunteer that I think you probably have done something bad in the past. That's why you are so.Enthusiastic about giving. But if this person is actually able to practice the giving paramita, then no matter what other people say, then he or she will continue the act of giving.
如果你布施，那他讲说啊，你是因为做了亏心事，那你因为你是修布施波罗蜜，这时候还要修什么忍辱什么波罗蜜？
So in that case, then this person not only has to practice the giving paramita, but also has to practice the paramita of enduring slanders.
忍辱波罗蜜跟忍辱也是不太一样的啊。
Again, the practice of enduring slanders, this itself is different than enduring slanders paramita. Those two are different.
比如说人家骂你啊，或者打你，然后你硬让他打，可能你只是忍辱而已。可是如果他打你，那你修忍辱波罗蜜的话，你是看不到有一个人在打你的。没有一个我被打。
Again, if you are simply practicing endurance and tolerating insults, then maybe if someone's trying to hit you, then you just stand there and getting hit, and that's just normal kind of practice. But if you're able to practice the paramita of tolerance, then in that situation, there's no longer of an I being hit, nor the action of hitting, nor the person that's hitting me.
所以他是什么？他是除嗔，不是忍辱是除嗔，但是忍辱波罗蜜是除什么？我嗔。
So again, the practicing of tolerance, tolerating insult.In itself is helping you reduce your anger, one of the three poisons. But if you're able to practice tolerance paramita, then you are actually able to reduce the concept of I have anger.
所以这我们这整个都是在都是讲波罗蜜啊，这边没有用波罗蜜，但是它是从另一个角度，就是真心。真心我们这个心或是我们这种心性跟外在的现象的关系。
So, this verse that we have been talking about for the past few months is indeed talking about the six paramitas, even though that's not the terminology that's being used. All it's trying to describe and explain is the relationship between our true nature and how it interacts with external phenomenon.
所以比如说你看到了我没有
for instance, do you see me?
没有为什么回答
Some people say no, very well trained. If no, then why are you answering?
那有没有一个你在这边听
Are you sitting here listening?
知道怎么回答了吗?
Do you know how to answer correctly, at least?
有没有一个人从你家里面走到这边来，坐在这边?
Is there indeed a person leaving your house and walking and coming to this place sitting here right now?
如果你认为有，就是现在我们接下来要讲的这一季，我们是一二三，第三季的最后四个字叫插落故主。
Well, so if you still think that there is such a person, then we're going to continue to talk about the fourth stanza, the last phrase. As soon as you act, it is a dead issue. So consider their varying attainment.
这边讲就是说差就是说只要你的知见有一点就是不是正道的有一个差失你就掉落在什么呢我们叫做因界就是无因的因因界啊用另外掉到因界啊先翻译好了啊
So again, the variance that's being talked about, varying attainment, that's being talked about here, it's talking about if your understanding is even a smidget off the mark, then your entire function of the mind would fall into the pattern of the five skandhas being in the cycle of aggregates and realms.
也就是说，如果你认为你坐在这边，哦，我们现在大部分很多认为坐在这边嘛，哈，那你就把五蕴当成你的，你就落入什么五蕴的那个什么生死轮回了。
So if you're thinking that there is a you that's sitting here, listening to the Dharma talk, then that means you have already mistakenly taken the five skanda as you. And again, that means you have fallen into the cyclical cycle, the rising and ceasing of the five skandas.
所以我们因为我们不会认为就是我在这边我在看到，因为你不知道这个，你这样讲的时候，你已经把你所看到、所听到、所感觉到的当成我了，你已经把五蕴当成我了。我们不知道，所以我们不断的以五蕴为我，那一直什么在轮回。
So if you're sitting here and saying, "I can see this, I can see that," then you're already taken.What you're seeing, what you're feeling, and what you're hearing as your very self. You're taking the five skandhas as yourself.
那如果说，那我不要想，这是我，这是他。其实，不管你想不想，我们叫什么？开口即什么？即错，动念什么？即乖。
But then if you think, oh, in that case, I'm not going to think about this and that. I'm not going to think about you, me, and him, this kind of concept, then maybe I will be correct. But still, if that's the way you operate, there's a phrase that we said, as soon as you open your mouth, then everything is already erroneous. And as soon as you move your mind, then everything is mistaken.
这边是这样的解释，就是说你只要认为这是我，我在哪里，我去哪里，我在这边听，那你就没有跳脱，就是什么以无蕴为我的这种什么这种我们叫什么轮回。
So again, if you think that there's a me sitting here listening to the talk, then you are still within the cyclical cycle of taking the five skanda as yourself.
那所有的书它的解释是讲说，如果你没有根据众生的根基，去讲适合众生根基的话，就是错误的，就是不相应的。
Another layer of this, as talked about by Shi Fu in the book, is that when you're expounding on the Dharma, if you don'texplain it in accordance to the level and the needs of the listeners. And again, that kind of teaching will be off target.
所以我们这边它整个就是要讲我们这一颗我们的佛性我们的真心。
So all this is trying to talk about is about our Buddha nature and about our true nature.
那我们真心会产生五蕴的功能，那唯一的差别是我们把五蕴当成我，然后觉悟者他是什么用五蕴来什么来帮助众生，他不会把五蕴当成我。
So our true nature has the function of these five skandhas.The only difference between us regular sentient beings and an enlightened person is that we are attached to these five skandhas. We mistakenly take these five skandhas as ourself. Versus an enlightened person are not attached to five skandhas and they use the five skandhas to perform the deeds of helping others.
那觉悟者他不会觉得五蕴是我，但也不会说我离开五蕴还有一个什么真心。
For an enlightened person, they are not attached to the five skandhas, but at the same time, they will never say that departing from the five skandhas, there's such thing as the self nature. They don't make differentiation between the two either.
你可以记住，就是说，你不要以为无印是我，那也不要以为离开无印还有一个什么我在，那个我们叫真心在啊。
So remember this and remember it well that don't take the five skandhas as yourself, but at the same time, do not think that away or detaching from the five skandhas, there's such a thing as the self nature.
那下面一句就讲这一个啊，别处寄灰，就是别是什么？离开五蕴，然后抓五蕴为我，通通是什么？通通是错误的。
So the fourth stanza, rejecting words or clinging to them are both mistakes. And again, rejecting the five skandhas or clinging, attaching to the five skandhas, those are both mistakes.
那这边讲，就是我们说真心，或是我们的我们这个智慧心啊，或是我们的佛性啊，同样的东西啊，它不是无蕴。但是也没有离开五蕴。
So here it's talking about again our true nature or wisdom, Buddha nature. These are all talking about the same thing. And all these, your true nature, it's not the same as the five skandha, nor does it depart from the five skandhas.
一般我们是讲说是五蕴或是不是五蕴嘛，这边是。不是无蕴，也不是离开无蕴，它是什么？是，不是是，也不是灰，有没有
？So over here it's talking about the true nature as it's not the five skandhas, nor is it not the five skandhas.
这不是我们的经验啊。
This is not, this kind of logic or this kind of concept is not part of our everyday experience.
Huh? 可以讲不二。
So in the audience, there's a question that is it the same as non-duality? And Fashi said, yes, sort of, you could say it that way.
灰是灰灰呢，即是即是呢，这样子啊。灰什么啦？是什么这样子？灰波罗蜜灰什么？灰什么？灰色声香味触啊，即色声香味触啊。
So it's not that thing, nor is it not that thing. It is that thing, and at the same time, it is also not that thing.
他这不是玩文字游戏啊。
It's not a game of words or just for fun.
他们这边有点讲，他说这一个智慧之火啊，智慧像一把火。那只要是什么这个小灰虫啊，一挥到一碰到它，马上什么，马上被烧死。
So here they use analogy of talking about wisdom as a blazing torch, that as soon as there's any kind of small insects come in touch with this fire, then it's instantaneously incinerated.
也就是说我们每个人啊，当前每个人都有智慧，我们每个人当前都有智慧，可是你把智慧产生的这个无蕴的功能当成我，只有智慧，智慧本身还在不在
？So this is talking about that we all have this wisdom in this very present moment. The problem is that we use this wisdom and the functions created by the wisdom.Is the five skandhas, and we take the five skandhas as ourself.
我可能用一个比较简单的例子，比如说你做梦啊，那把梦当成是你啊， 当你知道梦不是你吗？啊，可是当你在做梦的时候，求你那个心，是不是要用心做梦？
So let me give you another easier example that when you're dreaming, oftentimes we take whatever that's happening in the dream as ourself. 你说这个梦是最后一句，就是做，
是在用心做梦吗？
Then is it, do you use your mind, your mind to dream?
你有心能不能做梦？
If you don't have a mind, can you dream?
不能嘛，对不对？所以你即使把梦当真，那个心也没有离开这个心，因为没有心你就没办法把梦当真。
So even if you have mistakenly take the dream as the real thing, the mind is still there, the mind is still present. Without this mind, you won't even be able to do this mistakenly taking the dream as reality function.
你把梦当真，你只看到梦，那是用心做梦，但你看不到那个心是不是梦。
So you use your mind to create these dreams, and you take the dreams as the reality, but you don't see that you're using the mind. It's the mind that you're using to create these dreams.
这样有没有清楚？
Is it any clear?
我要讲个例子好了，譬如说你。心啊、哦，就像是黄金，那你把黄金做成，你就是可能一吨的黄金做成一个马桶，啊、哦，这个马桶是不值钱的，对不对？可是那一吨的金，对不对？它还是很值钱，不会因为你做成马桶，它就什么，它就一文不值了，对不对？是你不识货而已，对不对？
So let me give you yet another example that you use a ton of gold, the metal gold, to make it into the shape of a toilet. Toilets are not very valuable, are they? Not really, right? But again, you fail to recognize the essence is gold, and then you only see the form of the toilet.
好，那我们常讲就是说，心中的妈妈是不是妈妈？
Let's go back to the example that we keep using. The mother that's in your mind, is it your mom? Since you have been hearing this for so long, you know the correct answer should be no, right?
那我相信你们听了两年以后，你还是会把心中的妈妈当成妈妈，会不会？
But I think even after hearing this for 2 years, you will probably still, when you're using it in everyday settings, still take the mother in your mind as your real mother.
也许我讲失联，如果你没有去什么去修，你可能还是把我们心中浮出来的种种想法、影像当成是实在的东西。
So even if I continue this lecture for another 10 years, if you do not practice and do not cultivate on your own, you're still probably going to follow the pattern of taking your mental object, your thoughts, as the real person.
你把这一个心中的妈妈当成妈妈，就有点是这个东西在晚上做梦的时候，你把它当成是真的，它是一样的，白天就是妄想了，晚上就到梦。
So the very fact that you are taking the mother in your own mind as a real mother, it's the way the mind functions is similar to when you're dreaming at night. You take the dream as a reality. It follows the same kind of pattern and logic.
然后你心中浮出来这个妈妈的影像，这个是不是从心中浮出来的？
So when you think of your mom, and you come up with this image of your mom in your mind, does it come from your mind?
它并没有离开你这颗心。
It doesn't depart from your very mind, does it?
然后你用心把它认为它是你妈妈，也没有离开这个心。
And then you use your mind to think that this image concept that you conjured in your mind as your real mom. Who's doing that? That's still your mind.
那我们因为就是我们叫认相、哦、我们叫执着相、哦、就是心中浮出慢慢那个是不是相，对不对？那能够认知啊，能够浮出来，这个是不是我们叫那个源头嘛？那个源头叫做性，心性的源头，它是无相的。那你因为你去认相，就看不到这个认相的，能够认相的那个是无形无相的什么心性。
So what we do all the time is that we are attached to form. So the thought that you, the concept created in your mind of your mother is a form, right? But the mind that you use to create this form itself is formless. It doesn't have its own form.
所以除非有一天你透过禅修或者透过观念心中浮出来的相，然后你不会再延伸啊，这是妈妈，妈妈怎么样？就纯粹是一个相而已。那你就可以看到说，哎，后面在想说，我妈妈不知道现在怎么样了，那个东西是你心中想出来的。你这时候就可以看到，那个东西是你心中想出来的，跟妈妈没有关系。
So, if after a while through practice and meditation.Maybe one day you'll be able to recognize that when your mind gives rise to the concept of your mother, you will realize that this is merely a concept that is create a form that's created by your own mind. And by recognizing that, you will stop the usual way of automatic functioning, operating, that you will link this form to...thinking, oh, this is the real person, and my mom is this way and that way, and I'm going to do this and that with her. You can cut that off and realize that the form of the mother is a creation of your own mind.
那如果一个相浮出来，你不会再详细的想；一个是妈妈的相不会浮出来。但是你要想它就浮出来，假设你能够办到这样子的话，你就知道那个像就是从我心中什么浮出来的，不是妈妈。
So that's the first level of first, whenever you have this form rising from your mind, you don't make connection with subsequent thinking, further forms that's created by your mind, like future planning or characteristics. That's one level. Another level is thatIf you are able to create this form of your mother at will, if you want it to arise, then it arises, and if you don't want it to arise, then it will not arise, then you will gradually start to see the essence of your own mind.
那如果说因为你没有这种功夫，你想到妈妈马上连接到一大堆的什么过去的什么好的经验、坏的经验，那你没有能力，你说啊，这不是妈妈，可是已经什么？把你的情绪演化出来，你已经什么？已经就是说啊，我要什么？你已经溺在那个什么海里面，说我要浮起来，结果是什么？这个海水整个把你什么拉下去的？你只是啊，这个是假，这是假的，是你是什么？已经溺在那个什么一大堆的什么情绪妄想了。
Maybe you don't have that level of attainment yet.So oftentimes, what's happening is when you think of your mom have given rise to this form, you automatically, really fast, really quickly connect it to all your past experience with this person and then all these different kinds of definitions, descriptions you have about this person. And then after all these automatic operation, then suddenly you realize, oh, wait a second, that's merely a form that's created by my mind.Well, it's good to have this recognition, but you're already being entangled in all these other forms that you automatically link to. So in some way, you have already been drowned in your own vexations and wandering thoughts.
通常我们一个相浮出来，那在我们叫这个叫什么一弹什么一弹指，这样是一秒钟，还不到一秒钟，对不对？一 秒钟，大概半秒啊，一弹指啊，听说有900个念头，有什么60个刹那，然后什么一刹那，又什么几，好像就是这样子就有900个相。那你浮出一个妈妈的像，他不是等了等着你关张了他才出来，他一什么一碰就弄出来了。
The reason why I say you're drowned in your own thoughts, that's because in Buddhist text, we talk about this time, a snap of a finger. It's less than a second, maybe just half a second. But do you know how many thoughts have already arisen in this snap of a finger? They say 900. 900 thoughts or 900 forms that have already come up and ceased in this such a short time. And so by the time that you're able to contemplate and illuminate and say, oh wait, you know, it's a form of my mother, it's not the real mom, it's already way too late. Many forms have already been created in between the creation of the first form and your later contemplation.
有一次就是说你要往生之前，你这一生曾经所做过的事就在这样的当中全部什么全部等于是再重复一次，刹那把你这一生，你这一生可能活了80年乘以什么84000秒是吧，那一秒钟再乘什么，他就这样子全部来，那你说啊，他是什么？他是假的，没有用的。
So, people often say, at the time, at the moment when you're about to pass away, your whole life will replay in front of you, right? Do you know how quickly the replay is? It's just like that. In the snap of a finger, everything that you have done in this lifetime is replayed in front of you. And so, but you know.To catch it, that, oh, this is merely a form. You know, you're already drowned in so many thoughts already.
我有一次参话头，然后突然间就是早上大概是20分钟的所见到的一个什么一个事件。20分钟的事件，那在我参话头的时候，他在一秒钟全部什么，全部演出来。那我一提话头是输掉的。
So once I was practicing investigating 话头 I was investigating a 话头 and I thought of an incident that had happened in the morning.And the entire incident took place for about 20 minutes or so. But when I sat down and think about it, the whole incident, the 20 minutes of it, replayed just instantaneously, again, in the snap of a finger. And my ability to use the 话头my intention of using 话头was actually defeated by this overwhelming tendency of thinking about this past event.
你们知道就是在录影的时候一秒钟是一秒钟还是一分钟是一秒钟要录几个像那个是一分钟还是一秒钟我知道中间说24个像是一分钟还是一分钟是啊一分钟就是要24个像那你把它拍起来你就发现它会动对不对
So when you areVideo recording something, 1 minute is often divided into 24 frames, right?
你看20分钟乘以24 480结果他在一秒钟给我播完了那我一秒钟才问念佛是谁当输给他了
So again 24 frames times 20 minutes or
没有，就是
24，
20分钟乘以一分钟24嘛，就是480嘛，是不是
？Yeah, so the incident was 20 minutes, and then so if you divide it per every minute, there's 24 frames, and then you times it together, and then to use this, and I was trying to give rise to asking 话头It was overpowered by the incident.
因为我这个念佛是谁，念佛是谁，一秒钟我才四个什么，四个影像，它是一秒钟什么480让你输掉了。
So when I ask who is reciting the Buddha's name, in that one snap of a finger, there were only maybe 4 thoughts of it coming up. But then when I recall the incident, then there are 400, 500 thoughts that represent the incident. So it was definitely overpowered by the incident that happened in the past.
所以说我们就说你知道这个道理，心中的妈妈不是妈妈，可是平常看到以后你就连结，你都没有发觉，它就按照这样的一个什么一个惯性，这样一直录影，一直晃影，它力量是很强的。
So even after we have understood the concept that yes, this concept of mother that's come up in my own mind, it does not represent the real mother. But by the time we are able to recall this newer concept that we are learning and try to use it to interpret our old form, it's oftentimes already way too late because we find we follow this automatic pattern that we have been executing for the many, many, many years in our life and automatically linking the form of mother to all these other thoughts. So by the time we're able to intercept it, many things have already happened.
所以就是我们心中所浮出来的种种的什么记忆，还有种种的感受，种种有像的东西，它是心中浮出来的，但是你不要把它当成是心的本身。
So all these forms that are given rise in our mind, emotions, past experience, these are created by the mind. They are a function of the mind. Do not mistake and think that it's the very nature of your own mind.
但是你也不要离开这些相，还有这个心。
But at the same time, do not think that then I will discard and detach myself from all these forms, and then I will be able to find my true nature. That's not the case either.
我们心经有讲什么？色不异空，空不异色。那色即是空，空即是色。那受想行识亦复如是。
And so in the Heart Sutra that we talked about, form is not empty, it's not different from emptiness. Emptiness is no other than form. Form is precisely emptiness, and emptiness is precisely form. And so are all 5 skandhas is functioning exactly like so.
你们坐在那边看到我，这是色印。你心中浮出来的想，或你听了以后觉得很有道理，觉得很舒服，这是感受相。然后你想一想，很有道理，下次我还要再来听，或是我要听得更仔细，这是什么？你觉得很有道理，想的是响应，那觉得说，这个要值得听，这是行应。然后你心中不断的一直什么，录影晃影，这是视应。那这个我们一直在什么，一直在进行的。
So I'm sitting here, you're listening to me, and so you are receiving the form, and then it gives rise to this good sensation that is related to the sensation skandha. And then it makes you think about it, and you think that, oh, you know, it makes a lot of sense. That's the perception skandha. And then after that, you feel, oh, in that case, I should continue to come back and listen to a lecture.That is the volition skandha. And finally, you think that you keep replaying the lecture and the content that you learn in your own mind. That is using your consciousness.
所以这部分我们的心事不断的在跟外界互动的时候就产生，像就是你的五蕴的一种功能，但是我们会把这种五蕴产生的这些现象当成什么？是我。
So as our true nature, our mind, interacts with all the external phenomenons, it's done so through the 5 skandhas. The 5 skandhas is merely a function of the mind. but we don't recognize it, and we take the five skandhas as ourselves.
那如果说啊，你这个不是，那我就不去怎么理会这个五蕴。那这时候你怎么生活啊？可不可以吃饭？
But then if you say, well, this is not it, and you try to shun away from the five skandhas, then is that the right way? How are you able to still function normally in your daily life? How do you eat?
你用眼睛看到饭，这个饭是什么？色蕴，对不对？那吃下去以后，甜甜的，就好吃，饱了，这是什么？受蕴。那想一想，这是可以吃的，这是想蕴。哦，吃了还没饱，还在继续什么夹菜，这是行蕴。这个你不用的话，你说啊、哦，我不要五蕴，哎，你马上有，马上什么，很活不下去了。
So.Again, if you're trying to discard and shun away from the five skandhas, that's not going to work either. So let's take eating, for example. You see rice. The form of rice and the smell of rice is form. And then you eat it, you think, oh, it tastes pretty good, it tastes sweet, that's sensation. And then you realize that, oh, so I should eat this, this is edible. That's your perception. And then following that, you will think that, oh, you know, so I should...continue to eat whenever I get hungry, I need to eat. That is volition. So if you try to depart from all these, then how are you able to handle your daily life?
So you 吃饭不要讲说我在吃饭，那也别讲说不是我在吃饭。
So when you're eating, you shouldn't be thinking that it's me that's eating, but nor should you be thinking that it's not me that's eating.
我叫禅师他们吃饭是这样子，就是终日吃饭不成什么，不成咬到一粒米。
So there's a saying from past great Chan masters that they are all day long they eat, but then in the day of eating they never actually eaten taste a grain of rice.
这是经验哦，这不是口头禅哦。
And again, this is not just wordplay. It's This phrase came from someone's real experience.
那这样的话你就不会执着我在吃，可是有没有吃这件事情。
If you're able to gradually understand that, then you will no longer be attached to the concept that I am eating or that there's the act of eating.
那禅师是整天都这样子，整天没有整天吃，一天吃三餐。然后就是他都是什么吃饭的时候不找一粒米，那我们整天吃说啊这个好吃，我要再吃在哪里买的啊，在哪里做哪里做的啊。
So that's how great Chan masters work. They eat their three meals a day, and yet they don't really, they're not attached, or they are not, they don't taste any grain of rice, even one grain of rice. But that's not how we do it.The way we function is that we eat it and we think, oh, this tastes good. Where can I buy this? Or where can I get more? That's the way we think.
So we 每天吃饭，我们就是重复我在吃饭，然后饭好吃不好吃，你怎么煮的那么烂，有没有？
So day in and day out, that's the pattern that we repeat. That I am eating. This meal tastes good. It doesn't taste good. Why are you such a lousy cook? Etc. Etc.
啊、如果你有经验，就是说中日吃饭不找一粒米，你就知道那些是什么，全部就是什么烦恼啊。
But then, if you are really able to experience and live the notion of eating all day, eating and not taste a grain of rice, then you will realize that all these regular patterns of thinking that you go through are merely vexations.
你现在知道吃饭是烦恼，那不吃呢？不吃也是烦恼。
So you know that eating is a vexation, but what about then not eating is also a vexation.
因为我不吃啊。
Because you're still operating with the notion of I am not eating.
我至少如果你能够知道的话，你就可以，我怎么样努力，你能够吃到什么，中午吃饭不找一粒米。
Well, but at least, even if you're not able to experience it firsthand, but understanding the logic of the teaching, you can begin to start asking yourself, how can I do it? How can I eat yet not be attached or not taste even a grain of rice.
同样的，你们坐在这边就是说，就听了两个小时，不曾听到一句话。
Similarly, you can ask yourself, how do I do it so that I can sit here for 2 hours listening to lecture, yet I don't hear a word?
那我讲就讲了两个小时，一个也没讲。
And similar as me here, I talk for 2 hours, but I haven't uttered a single word.
你下次来来不来
So are you coming again next time?
下次来就练习，一直听，可是还没有听到一个字。
Yeah, if you do come, whenever you come, you should practice, you know, listening carefully to the lecture, yet not hearing a single word.
至少你说有这样的层次啊。
Someone commented that at least we're able to get, have some inkling of what you're trying to talk about, the gist of it.
你就是做不到，你也可以跟别人先吹吹牛。
To the least, if you're not able to do it or attain that level, at least maybe you can brag about it and just talk about it to your friends.
先跟别人吹吹牛有帮助，因为什么？你会讲了。
It's actually helpful if you can talk about it or brag about it with your friends because at least you are able to explain it to other people. That means you have understood it at a certain level.
不要说这一个吹吹牛，没有功德啊！有时候叫你讲，你是讲不出来的，因为这个观念没有。
So don't just think that oh, you know, bragging or BSing about it is no use. Oftentimes, when we ask you to talk about what you have heard, you're not even able to say explain it back to me, right? Because it's such a difficult concept.
好，我们要赶快再开快车一下子。
We have to rush.A little bit.
但行文采即属污染呢、啊
following that, second half of the fourth stanza, like, if it's only expressed in language, the precious mirror will be stained.
就是我们用语言文字来去形容它，来去追求它，那你就是什么？就是追求不到的。
So this is explaining that if we try to use language to chase after or try to grasp at the notion, this concept that's being talked about in this verse, then it's indeed not attainable.
因为语言文字是从心产生出来的。
And that is because language arises from the mind itself.
我们现在就是你要讲话，那话就跑出来了；你要想，像就跑出来了啊。那比较不知道说这一个东西是从心跑出来的。
So every day, if we want to say something, the words come up, or if we want to come up, think of something, then different concepts come up. So that is common for us. But what we fail to understand is the nature of the mind itself.
如果我们有经验，透过禅修以后，比如进入禅定，你要讲话，你花解那个语言出不来；那你要想，你花解没有东西可以想；或者说你要动身体，你花解身体不能动。
But if you have meditated for a long time and have some experience with some levels of samadhi, you may be able to experience this.Where you're trying to say something, but words fail to come. Or when you're trying to think of certain concept, of do some kind of logical thinking, then thoughts will not arise. Or if you want to move your body, the body doesn't obey. That is a different experience than what we go through day to day.
然后你慢慢你发现说，诶，我怎么样操作，诶，语言可以跑出来了。怎么操作，诶，手可以动了。诶，怎么弄？诶，可以想了。这样的话，你就知道他这些语言、文字、意念，还有你的什么身体，基本上是从心产生的一个功能。
So if you have that kind of samadhi experience, then you can experiment. So if that's the case, then how do I do it so words will arise? How do I do it so concept and thought will arise? And how do I do it so that my body will move? By doing that, then gradually you'll understand the essence of your own mind and realize the language, thoughts, and physical sensations and actions are all a function, and it comes from your own mind.
它不是心，可是它也没有离开心。
These functions, they are not the mind itself, yet they are not the mind.
你说它不是心，它也不是
心。它也没有离开心。
The functions are not mind itself, but then they do not depart. They are not detached from the mind either.
如果它是心，就是话是心，意念是心。那当你不讲话，没办法讲话，然后。你没办法想，没办法动的时候，这个心就什么就消失了嘛？但是心是还是在的。你发觉你不能讲话，是不是？心发觉你不能讲话，心发觉你不能动，心发觉你不能想而已。可是心还是在的，对不对
？So think about it. If the language and the action and your thought, those are the mind itself. Then what about those cases when you fail to speak, when you cannot come up with thoughts?And you cannot perform any actions. In those situations, where's the mind? Well, the very fact that there is still something there that is aware of your inability to speak, your inability to think and move, that means your mind is still functioning.
啊，如果他，你说他不是心，跟心没有关系，那你就没办法讲话了。你讲话还是用什么？用心讲话。用心驱动你的身体，用你的心去想东西，对不对？它还是没有离开心。
But if you say that these are the language, the action, and the thought are totally, completely separated from the mind, that is not true either. Because the very fact they are able to speak, use language to move and to think, those are the functions of the mind itself.
所以，在就是。叫做是什么？开悟之前，你什么？就是开口就是错的，然后动念机关又也是错的。可是开悟以后，讲话也对，不讲话也对。
And that is why we say that before you become enlightenment, as soon as you utter a word or as soon as your mind has moved, come up with a thought.Then none of those are on target. All of it is off the mark. Yet, for someone who has attained enlightenment, and are in that state, then whether this person talks or not talk, everything is in accordance to the nature.
所以，禅师欺负人哦，你讲也错，不讲也什么，讲也错啊，不讲也错。可是禅师讲也对，不讲也对。
So maybe the Chan masters are just mean. They take advantage of people's ignorance. Then they tell common people that whatever you say, it's all wrong. But when I'm enlightened, whatever I say, I'm right.
可是禅师欺负人，禅师不会把什么，把那个语言形象当成我，但是他也不会觉得说这个东西是离开我的心。
Well, it's actually not because the Chan masters are mean to people.It's that when the enlightened Chan masters, whenever they say something or they think of certain concepts, they will not mistakenly take the words nor the thoughts as the mind itself.
我们最近就是刚，刚打完这个炼佛禅期啊，那师父讲了一句话，我觉得可能可以跟大家分享，就是我们一般人都把对象当成我。
Yesterday we just finished the seven-day retreat of reciting Buddha's name, and during the retreat we watched video excerpts from Shifu's past teaching, and there's a phrase that he said, and I find it very useful. I would like to share it with everyone here. Is that usually
我们把对象
当成我
，we take.The object as ourself.
我们会不会把身体当成我？
For instance, do we take the object of the physical body as self? Do we do that?
我们说把心中的妈妈，妈妈是一个对象。
Or the concept of mother that's conjured in our own mind, isn't that also a form and object? And we take that as the self.
好，你听到某人讲什么，他讲你，是不是把那个声音当成你？
Or if you hear people talking about you, don't you take the voice, the sound, and you think that's a self?
然后你肚子不舒服，是不是我不舒服？还是肚子不舒服？
When you have a stomach ache, then do you say the stomach is not feeling well, or do you say I don't feel well?
我想你好像错了哦，是不是这个我想是不是我？
And then, or you say, I think you're wrong. Isn't that also an object? I think you're wrong.
他说，我要努力，我才会成功，有没有？
Or sometimes people often, tell themselves, try to motivate themselves, I need to work hard so I can become successful. If you say that, don't you take that as yourself?
他说，我不行了。
Or when you face defeat, you say, oh, I can't do this anymore, it's to no avail. Then, again, that's an object that we've mistaken as ourself.
是不是我们都把那些什么声音、想法都当成我的？
So the sound, thought, or images that we see are objects, but then we take it as ourself.
你把声音当成你自己，哦，不行的，那欠你的人说，哎呀，你还很有希望啊，是把什么？大家都是把那个什么对象当成我，当成你呀。
So if you say that, oh, I can't do this anymore, I don't think I can go on any further, and then there's another one who's trying to encourage you and say, oh yeah, you can do it, you can do it. Still, you are in the pattern of taking all these objects, sensory objects or a mental object as yourself.
所以如果你知道说这些对象啊，只是心的功能啊，我那个心本身根本就要。没有说我要努力，我不行，根本就没有。那需不需要人家来帮忙？需要看什么书？哎呀，我不行了，要怎么样
？So if you're able to understand that these concepts that's created in your mind are merely objects as an artifact of the mind, it's not the mind itself. If you can understand that, then there's no longer any need for you to.Read up motivational books or, trying to figure out this way or that way to help yourself, to improve yourself.
所以如果说我们能够回到我们的看到我们的本心，你什么现象都 OK 的。
So if you're able to really see our true nature, then no matter what kind of phenomenon you encounter, then everything will be okay.
我们还剩下20分钟，再看能不能讲，再讲一期啊。
We still have 20 minutes left. Let's see if we can move.
这夜半正明啊，天晓不露，唯物作者用拔诸苦啊。
Fifth stanza: At midnight, it is truly bright. By daylight, it no longer shows. It serves as the law which governs all things. Use it to uproot all suffering.
这个夜半就是代表烦恼啊。在有烦恼的时候，那个明就是智慧。有烦恼的时候，你就发现智慧是什么？刚好是可以把烦恼什么，就摧毁。然后，当你没有烦恼的时候，那你那个智慧就有点像是什么太阳底下的一盏什么灯，小灯或是孤灯，有没有？孤独的小灯，有没有？或是太阳底下的一个萤火虫，萤火虫在太阳底下放光，看得见还看不见，看不见啊。
So midnight is referring to vexations. So when it's all dark, then the light of wisdom will shine through and destroy all darkness. But on the other hand, if there are no vexations, then wisdom is it's hard to detect it. It's
就是你跟那一个无量的智慧来讲，你的那个智慧啊，就像萤火虫这样，跟太阳比。
So, but in broad daylight, when there are very little vexations, then your wisdom is merely just like a firefly. Then its brightness wouldn't be as obvious to the beholder.
有烦恼才讲智慧。如果没有烦恼的话，需不需要智慧？
So we only talk about wisdom in contrast to vexations. But if there are no vexations, is there still any need to talk about wisdom?
不需要嘛啊，全世界人都是女生，要不要再用这个女生这个名称
？It won't be necessary, right? Let's say if all the entire population in the world are all female, then is it still necessary for us to use the label of female to attach to anyone?
同样的，就是我们讲深一点，就是有你在听，有我在讲，那这个是什么？这是烦恼嘛，对不对？当你发觉没有在听，没有在听的你，没有在讲的我，需要再用这一个观念去除掉你的烦恼，不需要了。
So, let's take it a little bit deeper. If we say that, there's a me that's speaking and then there's a listener that is the object of listening, then we label it as vexation, right? But if we are able to go beyond that and not even have the sense of subject and object, then is there still any need to talk about vexation at all?
如果你发觉没有你在听，没有在讲，我有发觉，没有我在讲，也没有你在听。那我们两个要不要讲说，你有智慧哦，我也有智慧哦。
If you are able to understand that there isn't a me that's talking and then you listening, and at the same time, I am also able to understand that there's no I that's talking and you listening. So both of us are completely rid of the sense of subject and object.Then is it likely that we will say to each other, "Oh, you have a lot of wisdom, and so do I."Is the term wisdom or vexation even necessary anymore?
另外你发觉没有你在听，也没有我在讲，就你发觉另外一个人是有他有在听，然后也有一个法师在讲，请问那一个人会不会看到这一个人？有在听，有个他在听，有个华师在讲。三个，就是我嘛，那听众是两个人嘛，一个是什么？没有他在听，没有我在讲嘛。另外一个人是有他在听，有我在讲嘛。那没听没讲的人会不会认为有听有讲的人是烦恼？
So there are three people in the audience. If both the speaker as well as one of the listener A is no longer operating with a sense of subject and object, yet there's a third person who is still operating with the sense of subject and object. Is the person who's enlightened going to say, oh, that person still has a lot of vexations of subjectivity and objectivity? Is that person, the enlightened person, going to say that?
Hey,
not at all, right?
因为如果他把那一个人当成那一个人有烦恼，不像我这样子，那是他就把那一个人当成他的什么对象了。
Well, no, not at all. Because if the enlightened person start to think that, oh, the third person still has a lot of vexation, the third person still has sense of subject and object, then indeed the enlightened person is not enlightened because he is still operating with this sense of me, him, and you.
所以别人说，我已经没有烦恼，你有烦恼哦。
So don't ever do this. Don't say, oh, I don't have any more vexation, but you do.
所以你如果能够这样子的话，这个作为你什么，你的一个处事标准，你什么苦多什么都没有了。
So if you're able to use this as a principle.To help you dealing with your everyday life, then it will help you drastically reduce your vexations.
我们把对象当成我，就产生 主体的我，还有什么客体的对象。
So if you take object as yourself, then it automatically give rise to the concept of there's a subject I and there's an object of phenomenon that is being perceived.
如果能手都没有的话，这边有没有人？
If you're able to go beyond subject and object, then is there anyone sitting here right now?
要不要回去？
Is there any need for you to go home?
你不回去，我们就麻烦了。
Well, if you don't go home, then we are actually in big trouble, man.
你还是回去，但是你不会接受你回去。
So you will still.Do the action of going home, but you will no longer feel that there is an I that is going home.
要不要下去吃饭？
Do we go downstairs and eat?
有没有你下去吃饭？
Is there a you that's going downstairs and eat?
先刷刷嘴皮也不错啊。
Even if you're not able to really understand it experientially, but it's okay to just talk about it and practice.
你讲久了以后，自然也会，你这个跟这个观念是不。是什么？是不一样的。
你跟这个观念是不一样的。
对呀、啊，因为你讲说没有我下去吃饭了，甚至你感觉是我有我下去吃饭了，有饭有我啊。
So if you know just verbalize it and play with the words, after a while you will start to realize that there's actually a disparity between these concepts that you say and how you personally feel. You may say that.There's no I that's going down to eat, but your actual feeling is that there is still an I that's going downstairs to eat. You will start to see the difference, the disparity between the two.
所以他整个就是说，你只要你就简进几个字，你把一个对象当成我，那你就产生能所，那我就跑出来了。
So if you mistakenly perceive any phenomenons as self, then the concept of a subject I and an object you automatically comes up.
那有我就有好跟坏，对不对？
And as long as there is a sense of I, then we start to make further differentiations of making this is good and that is bad, etc.
那有好有坏，就有喜欢跟讨厌。
If you label things as good and bad, then continues the pattern. We go by. Then there's something that I like and some things that I don't like.
那有喜欢有讨厌，喜欢的就要什么抓住，讨厌的什么把它丢掉。
And if you like something, then you naturally grasp onto it. And if you dislike something, then you repel it and try to detach yourself from it.
那抓不住。就失落了，然后赶不掉，就什么？就觉得是我命运怎么那么坎坷
？And if you're not able to attain what you want, then you become disappointed. And if you're not able to get rid of what you dislike, then you start to feel sorry for yourself.
结婚的时候就是他是很理想的对象，对不对？啊，终于找到了，结果一段时间以后，哇，我瞎了狗眼，对不对
？So oftentimes when people first get married, they feel, oh, I finally found the ideal person. You know, this is the person I want to stay with for the rest of my life. And then after a long period of time, you start to feel, you know, what was I blind back then? How did I even pick this person?
那时候就你看到好的什么抓住嘛，对不对？那发觉不好的什么要丢掉啊，丢不掉就只要骂人了。
So whenever you see something good, you want to grasp onto it. And if you see something that you don't like, then you try to get rid of it. But if you're not able to get rid of it, then you start, you know, blaming other people and scolding that person.
那我们没有看到是我们的分别心，我们把对象当成我。
What we fail to see is that these are all functions of a differentiating mind, that we take the phenomena or we take the other person as an object and as the self.
如果是这个对象不是我的话，你跟一个土匪能不能和平相处？
if we don't take the object as self, then even if you're facing a bandit, would you be able to interact peacefully with this person?
那你跟一个魔王在一起啊，你会感觉是什么？就是极乐世界。
And even if you are in the same room with a Mara king, you still feel you are just like living in the land of pure bliss.
这时候你就发现就是魔就是什么？就是佛。
And without the sense of subject and object, you will understand that the Mara king is exactly the same as the Buddha.
所以佛说他这个这边早就是净土了，但是我们是看到什么？就是秽土，要去西方去，对不对？
So that's why Buddha told us that this place that we are living right now is already a pure land. But that's not how we perceive it. Many of us want to be reborn into the pure land.
So we're going to make a summary today. It's not just about greed and lust, or knowing greed and lust. We need to get rid of it. It's about that you treat a target as me. This me.是要放掉这个部分。
So, let me try to conclude today's lecture. We are not only trying to get rid of greed and anger. What we're trying to get rid of is mistakenly taking the object as the self.
如果你能够把我们这个我放掉，那我们厨房就很好煮饭了。
If we're able to let go of this sense of self, then our kitchen staff downstairs would have a really easy time.
因为他怎么煮，你就觉得很好吃。
Because no matter how they cook, everything they come up with, you feel it's delicious.
你知道那个好吃是什么吃？那个是禅业呢。
If you're eating like that without sense of subject and object, and you feel everything tastes great.Indeed, you are actually experiencing Dhyana, the bliss of Dhyana.
如果你有你在吃的话，那你好吃的叫做什么？叫做欲乐，不是禅悦。
But if you are still eating with the sense of I am eating and this food that I'm eating is delicious, then the kind of pleasure you experience are merely sensory pleasure.
所以下次你看到这个食物不好吃，赶快用禅定让它身心合一，所以你就发现哇，很好吃。
So next time if you eat something that's foul and you really don't like it, and you have to hurry up and use your method and to unify your mind and body, and then that will help you turn everything that doesn't taste good into something that's delightful.
那比较具体的做法就是。你赶快放松身心，然后知道咀嚼的动作，不要看菜那样子，啊，一直放松，然后享受那种舒畅的感觉。
To make it all more concrete for you, if you ever encounter that tasting something that doesn't taste good, you bring your focus back to the sensation of chewing, and try to relax while you chew, and then you will be able to experience the bliss.And the joy of relaxing and chewing.
所以这个都是在我们生活上是可以用到的。
So these are very applicable methods that we can apply to our everyday life.
因为我们在每个当下，我们一定是跟环境接触。
And in every moment, we are indeed in contact with external environment.
因为你要跟环境互动，可这个跟环境互动。你选择有我跟环境互动，跟就是什么互动，但是没有我跟环境互动，那种果报是不太一样的。
So it's necessary that we are at all time interacting with the environment, with external phenomenon. But there's a fundamental difference between interacting while having the sense of self, subject.Or interacting without the sense of self and subject, it yields very different karmic results.
如果暂时做不到，就是什么三轮体空，至少要什么，就是我们叫欢喜心、平等心去什么 看待一切。
So if you're not able to right away attain this level of having no subject of perceiver, no object, and no action of perceiving these three realms of emptiness, if you're not able to function that way at this time, at least try to practice interacting with the world with a mind of joy
欢喜心跟
平等心
and equality to treat everything as equal. That would be a first step.
那整体来讲，这个就是宝镜三昧，就是你的心跟外境，就是说心跟现象这当中，这个现象其实就是你的心。
So this whole verse, the song of the precious mere samadhi, is talking about when your mind is interacting with external phenomena. Phenomena itself and the mind are not separate, but one.
你产生欢喜心，或者产生嗔心，这个通通是 OK 的。
Either you give rise to a mind of joy and appreciation or a mind of hatred, ultimately those are all, everything is still okay.
那如果你把嗔心这个念头或者嗔心的对象当成这个对象，那我就跑进去了。
But if you have an object of anger and then there's a sense of self of being angry, then you are readyin vexation because the sense of self is already, has already entered the picture.
那这时候就要苦乐。
And that naturally gives rise to the polarity of joy and suffering.
如果就是你起贪起嗔，但是没有一个我嗔的对象，没有一个对象必有嗔，没有我在嗔，这时候贪嗔就变成什么，变成度化众生的什么工具。
So if you still give rise to anger or greed, but you are able to attain the level of there's no subject I that is being angry, and there's no object of another person or another thing of being angry at, then the very form of anger becomes merely a tool for you to help and interact with all sentient beings.
那差别在哪里？差别就是没有我在贪在嗔的时候，贪跟嗔是什么？随我，它这个现象是有，它是我是可以什么？是可以做主的。
So if you no longer automatically attach anger and greed to the sense of self as the subject, then even though there's still the phenomenon of anger or greed, at least then you become in control of these phenomena and not controlled by them.
那如果说你有一个我，那有一个贪的对象或有一个嗔的对象，那这时候我们有没有办法就生气以后马上不见了，我们气好久，有没有？
But if we follow our usual pattern and there's still a sense of I being angry and there's an object of at the receiving end of my anger, then we are not the master of this. And oftentimes you are not able to change, to flip around and stop being angry right away. Usually the pattern we exhibit is that we stay angry for a long period of time.
有时候我们就讲想到就气，想到就恨，有没有？
That's why there's such expressions as whenever I think of that person, I become angry and I become bitter.
那就是你把那个对象当成你了。
And that is because you take the object as yourself. You're not free from that automatic operation.
所以当有人想要气的时候，你说你在气谁？
So next time if someone say, oh, whenever I think of that person, I become angry, you can ask,Whom are you angry at?
有没有用？没用的。
Is it going to be helpful? No, unless you practice.
所以这种观念已经听懂了以后，你忘记了，那提醒才有用。
So even if you understood the concept here, to use it in everyday setting, you have to keep reminding yourself.
好，我们今天讲到这边刚刚好。
Okay, that's as far as we'll go today.
Please rise, 大众请起立。
还没有念，要再念呢，让我一想呢。
Now we will recite the verse on merit transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution,May we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。